Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words ancient and twist. It's a lovely afternoon at the Botsford House.
Can't you tell? I'm practicing the ancient art of paper folding, known as origami. It's my new thing. Paper can be folded and twisted into so many cool shapes, like a kite, or a flower, or a dragon.
Wow. Which one's the dragon?
Becky, put down those three paper rocks and get excited, because my new friend Victor, the most popular kid in my class, is coming over for a play date to our house.
Yeah, that's great, TJ. Friends are fun.
You don't understand, Becky. This kid is the best at, well, everything. Soccer, best. Math, best.
Wait a minute. This kid Victor, who's the best at everything, his last name wouldn't happen to be...
Best. Isn't that cool? That's the best part. Because he's the best at everything, and when you describe him, you get to just keep saying best, 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 best. Ooh, he's here!
I'm just glad it's Victor coming over and not his sister Victoria. She just has to be the best at everything. It really irritates me.
Whoa, two bests.
Victoria, hey!
Hi, Becky. Hi, Becky's brother.
I'm TJ.
I brought my sister with me. I was hoping that would be okay.
Okay, it's the best. Becky, have you met my brother Victor?
Let me guess. The best?
Not exactly. He's good, but more like the second best. Even in my own family, I'm the best. You might say I'm the best of the bests. You would say it. You'd have to, because it's true.
Sorry about all this the best stuff. I don't really think I'm the best. It's just a name, really.
Oh, wow. That's so nice to hear, Victor.
I mean, even second best can be pretty good. You don't have to be the absolute best just to be happy.
Victor, want to go play a little basketball? My hoop is, well, I don't know if it's the best, but I like it.
Sure, Tej. Let's do it.
So.
Is that origami?
Yeah, actually,
I'm the best at that!
Of course you are.
See how I'm the best? Look, it's a dragon, and it blows fire, and it blows.
Why don't we do something else? Maybe a tour of the house? Or the bus stop?
Or the best stop? Best!
Whoa, you really are the best.
Not really.
Who could be better than you? I'm sure not. Look!
Yeah. Hey, are you better than your sister Becky, though?
I never thought about it, but yeah, sure, I am better than her.
In that case, I say we challenge Becky and Victoria to a boys versus girls shooting contest. Winner gets the title of being the best.
Sure, games are fun.
It's not a game. It's a competition to see who's the best and who's not.
Yeah, that sounds fun, too.
This is my favorite room.
Really? Even though it's non-best? Wow! This is not even close to being the best. How old is this thing? It seems ancient.
Ancient? I don't think so. Ancient means very, very old or from the past. That couch was bought a few years ago, so it's certainly not ancient.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, it's not the best.
Hey, you guys, Victor had the best idea.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Okay, I really can't take any more of this.
We're gonna have a basketball shooting contest. Boys versus girls.
Fine. Anything to get out of here.
Yay! Another chance to prove that I'm the best! I should probably be on my own team.
You go first, Becky. Take any shot you want, and if you make it, someone from our team has to make that same shot. The first team to miss three shots loses.
Making the other team the best.
Here's the shot your team has to make. Swish.
Wow, he is simply
definitely not the best.
Okay, good. Now
give me that ball.
Okay, I don't want any trouble.
Got it! My turn! Nothing but net!
Cha-ching! Swish!
I got this!
You didn't say swish. I'd even say it's the best.
Listen to him, it is the best!
No, no it isn't. I can make that shot, watch.
Ah! I won!
I think you mean we won?
Nope, no I didn't.
I don't like that game anyway.
The best, me, I am who I'm talking about, the best!
Woo! I'm so glad you guys came over.
Later in TJ's treehouse.
Check it out. Not to brag, but I am president of the Word Girl Fan Club.
That's great, TJ. Really something.
Oh, and of this? This is a photo I took with Word Girl, huh?
Wait. Wait. You've actually met Word Girl?
Oh, yeah. We're basically best friends. Or maybe close friends. Definitely acquaintances.
Word Girl has superpowers. She could probably beat my sister Victoria at lots of things. Do you really know Word Girl?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah? Prove it.
How?
Simply call out that you're in danger and need help, and Word Girl will detect your cry with her super hearing and come and rescue you. Or something like that.
I don't know. That seems like it's not the best idea.
Oh, it's the best idea, all right. Trust me. Just give me a few minutes with these tools. I'll prepare a special surprise for Word Girl, and then you'll call her here, and then everything will be the best.
Okay, I guess.
Bess! Bess!
Victoria!
Bess!
Victoria!
Bess!
Victoria!
Please, I got more to go. I'm the best at gloating.
We get it. You're the best.
Exactly!
Help, Word Girl! I'm in trouble! It's TJ Botsford, and I'm in my treehouse, and I need help!
Did you hear that? My brother's in trouble. He's calling for Word Girl.
He is? Where? I don't... What? Becky? I guess I'm the best at not being rude and saying goodbye.
What is this machine for, exactly?
Oh, this? It's just a ray that will steal Word Girl's powers and give them all to me.
Nice. What?
And then I'll finally be the very best. Even better than my sister Victoria.
Here I am. I'm here to save you from...
Word Girl, I am so sorry. I didn't know anything about this.
Why are you apologizing?
Because I'm the best.
Why wasn't I told about this treehouse meeting?
Don't worry about it, Victoria. Just stand back, and I'll take care of this. Word up!
Why am I not flying?
Because, Word Girl, I stole all your power. And now I'll be the best.
No!
The best! Me! Victor Best! Not Victoria! Me! I'm the best! Woohoo! Flying is the best.
What do we do?
Psst. Word Girl, I have the best idea.
You do?
Yeah, my mom.
That's a great idea, Victoria. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the best at ideas.
You had to ruin it.
I'm the best at ruining it.
It's too bad Victor didn't get all my powers. Then he really would be the best.
What do you mean? all your powers!
Well, my biggest and best superpower is actually an ancient secret.
That means old.
Right. Anyway, if you want to know that superpower, you'll have to come stand next to me so I can whisper it to you.
Okay, seems reasonable. Now, tell me about the secret power.
Now, Victoria!
One shining moment. I was the best.
Wow, Victoria Best saving the day. That's a surprising twist, right?
Could you just tell Victor and TJ what twist means?
Twist means to bend or curl something, like how you twisted the paper into different shapes. Oh, but a twist can also be something unexpected or surprising in a story, like how you actually helped me stop Victor and get my powers back, even though we usually don't get along at all.
Are you kidding me? There was no way I was going to let someone else be the best. I'm the best! Me! Victoria Best! It's my name!
Wait, Word Girl, I'm really sorry for calling you and I didn't have a real emergency. I don't know what got into me.
That's okay, TJ. But a friend that asks you to do stuff you don't want to do probably doesn't deserve your friendship.
You're right. You're always right.
And you're still the best Word Girl fan I know.
Wow! Did she say I'm the best?
No.
No way.
No, I don't think so. I think you heard her wrong.
Oh, hey, you guys. Did I miss anything?
You sure did. First, Victor built this crazy machine. Then Word Girl came in.
And so, in a shocking twist, Victoria Best helps Word Girl save the day, proving that in the ancient story of good versus evil, good is always the best. Join us next time for another stupendous, amazing, twisty-turny episode of The Best Superhero. That's right, I'm talking about Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is discard. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Go ahead.
Discard means to get rid of something you don't want anymore.
Correct. And don't mind if I do.
What are you doing?
I'm tired of being a game show host. I want to follow my lifelong dream. I want to dance.
Are you going to tell me what I've won?
Indeed. Huggy, show Phil what he's won. Dance lessons from none other than yours truly, Beau Handsome.
I'm not sure I want dance lessons from you.
Of course you do. Huh? Well, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Today's words are evasive and linger.
Oh, yes, another calm day. And another wild and crazy crime.
Meanwhile, Becky Botsford is at school painting her latest masterpiece.
Oh.
Wow, Violet, yours is really good.
Thanks, Becky.
Oh, Violet. That is a wonderful painting. I'd like to show this at the art fair this weekend. Becky, if you need help with your painting, don't be afraid to ask.
I do have one art question that maybe you could answer.
Certainly, Becky. What is it?
Can you define what makes something art? Because I'm not very good at painting, so I'm not sure I even know what art is.
Well, let's see. Art is... I'm not sure words can describe exactly what makes something a work of art.
But why not? That's what words do. They describe things.
I don't mean to sound evasive, but when it comes to defining what's art, you kind of just know it when you see it.
Maybe art just isn't my thing.
Or maybe it is your thing, and you don't know it yet. Huh?
What just happened? It's like this thing knows what I'm going to do before I even do it. Huh? Bob, quick! Let's see how evasive you are now. Okay, still pretty evasive.
Later, on the school playground...
Violet, are you okay?
Who would do this, Becky? Who would steal art from the school?
I don't know, but whoever it is has been stealing art all over town.
That is so sad. If there is no more art at school, that would be the worst, most awful crime that has ever happened in all of history ever.
Sure, but don't you think maybe you're overreacting a bit?
No, I think I'm underreacting a lot.
But we still have the most important classes, like reading and writing and spelling and...
Those are not the most important classes.
Yes, they are.
But they're all just words.
Just words? What could be more important than words?
Art!
Art. More important than words.
Yes. And more powerful.
Art? Powerful?
Yes. Super powerful. I bet art can even stop crime better than Word Girl.
Oh, really? And how would that work?
Well...
Bob, nothing Violet just said makes any sense to me. But she's my best friend. So for her, let's go set an art thief trap.
Later, a shipment of priceless art is delivered to the museum.
I wonder what's inside.
Now we play the waiting game.
I was kind of hoping to get off work early. How long do you plan on waiting here?
I don't know, but I promise I'm not going to linger around any longer than necessary.
I'm glad to hear that, I think. Now, what does linger mean?
Oh, the word linger means to wait around in a place or spend a long time over something. For example, I knew we might have to linger here for a while waiting for the art thief, so I brought a deck of cards to pass the time. Should I deal you in? Whoa! Over, Huggy. We're finally going to find out the identity of the evasive art thief. The Learner?
Word Girl! What an unexpected surprise!
The word is unexpected, not unexpected, Learner!
You say potato, I say potato-o.
Then you say it wrong.
Evil research lair.
I'm here to arrest you and return all this stolen art to where it belongs.
Speaking of stolen art, let's see what you have in the truck for me. Hey! These art containers are empty. Unless the empty containers are the artwork, are they?
You tell me. You're the art expert.
Art expert? I'm called the Learner because all I have to do is see something aim once and I learner it. But when it comes to art, so far I haven't learned anything. Aim.
Huh. I know what you mean. I've read every art book in the library, and I'm still not even sure what art is.
I mean, can someone tell me what makes that art?
I know! Like, what's the difference between a great masterpiece and just smearing a bunch of colors on canvas?
And look at this. What do you see?
A green dog.
Exactly, Lee. But my files say that dogs are not green. So why did the art maker make this art?
Maybe the artist ran out of paint that was dog-colored?
I wish you were more clear and straightforward, Art.
Me too. Sometimes I think art people are trying to be evasive.
Evasive? The learner hasn't learned that word yet. Word girl, would you mind?
Not a bit. When you say something is evasive, it's another way of saying that thing is hard to get or unclear in a confusing way.
Evasive. Yes. Art people do seem like they're confusing and evasive.
Maybe we'll never understand art.
The learner will. The learner never gives up on learning.
Oh, no. I never give up on learning either. I just miss.
And if my new art analyzer machine works, I will finally learn the most evasive secrets of what makes art, art.
A machine that tells you what art is? That's a great invention! How does it work?
Like this! The machine works by smashing the art object into tiny bits and then measuring, weighing, and analyzing the pieces. By studying art's smallest parts, we will finally understand the whole thing! Right?
I don't think so. But either way, I can't let you destroy stuff that doesn't belong to you. Hey! Turn off that machine!
Come on, Word Girl. Don't you want to learn the secret ingredients of great art? To know the building blocks that give a masterpiece its power? To finally discover art's smallest parts?
Wait! Please don't crush that painting!
Why not?
It belongs to the only real artist I know.
Oh, really, Lee? Tell me, what makes her a real artistess?
I don't exactly know, but the stuff she comes up with is amazing!
So, it's something about her that makes her an artist?
Yes! I think that's it.
Of course! I get it now! Art is so much more than its parts!
Yes!
Oh, yeah, sure, sorry.
I'm just gonna wrap you up real quick for the police.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
Come on, Huggy.
This is so wonderful.
The next day.
I am so glad Word Girl saved the day so we can have art class again.
Aw.
Becky! I love it!
You do?
Look at Becky's painting!
Becky, your painting is brilliant!
Did you just say my painting is brilliant?
Yes! I'm going to show this at the art fair this weekend. I think it will win a prize.
Really? A prize?
Oh, Becky. This is just so... I just don't know what to say.
But I'm not even good at art.
Becky, you're very good at art.
I am? What just happened?
You finally learned what art is.
I did? Can you explain what you mean by that in words?
I will let you do that, Becky. I'd rather just paint.
Yeah, me too.
And so, once again, thanks to Word Girl, the learner's crime spree ended. The stolen artwork was returned, and Becky made a work of art out of words. How'd she do that? Well, maybe I'll tell you, and maybe I won't. How was that for an evasive answer? Now, don't linger around the TV all day, but be sure to watch the next exciting episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Hanson.
awesome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, you correctly defined the word discard. Ready to play the bonus round?
Okay.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for discard. Give it a shot, Phil.
I think it's number two. In that picture, Chuck is discarding tickets.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy.
Please don't say more dance lessons.
Did someone say more dance lessons? Hit it. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!